to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities,
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to ARCC Reset TV. This is your host Asif Rajput Buddy, and you're listening to us live from Auckland, New Zealand. Before we head into the program, we'd like to go on a music break. Tune in after the music break.
Still look at me with nothingness. I don't go smaller than this. Ooh. I don't go smaller than this. I told you I'm so much more than this.
Twice I hit my head above.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to ERCC Reset Radio on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host, Asif Rajput Bhatti, and you're listening us live from Auckland, New Zealand. Before we go into the section, join me. And we got some interesting stories been developing here, and we'll be discussing the recent development in resettlement of refugees from Australia to New Zealand. Yeah, guys, this is a process has been surrounded by controversies and challenges. So we'll dive into the details. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Reset Radio on Planet FM. I'm your host, Asif Rajput Bhatti. Ongoing resettlement of refugees from Australia to New Zealand, which has been marred to least concern, to be honest. Join me as we explore the... The process of resettling refugees from Australia to New Zealand has been described as disgraceful by advocates. Despite an agreement between two countries last year, progress has been slow and disappointing. The initial agreement allowed 450 refugees held in offshore detention on Nauru to be resettled in New Zealand. However, within only 100 individuals remaining of Nauru on Australia requested that some of the 1,000 refugees who had already been moved from detention camps to Australia to be included in the deal. New Zealand has now approved the resettlement of 44 refugees already on Australian soil and 17 in Nauru. These individuals will make up the majority of former Nauru detainees who will be rehomed in New Zealand over the next 3 years. However, advocates has expressed concern about slow and not proactive nature of the process. They argue that the delays have left refugees disillusioned and depressed, adding to that already significant challenges they have faced. It is important to note that many of refugees who have been relocated from Australia due to medical treatment have remained there ever since. Some have been living in Australia for years, building families and communities, making it difficult for them to uproot their lives and start fresh. This situation has caused immense frustration and uncertainty among these individuals and their loved ones. The detention centers where these refugees have been faced widespread of criticism for their inhumane condition and alleged human rights violation. The delays in their resettlement have further exaggerated the trauma they have experienced in these facilities. So in their home countries, it's a distressing situation that advocates are working tirelessly to address. Another concern raised by advocates is this exclusion of refugees who were detained in Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. While the agreement between Australia and New Zealand included refugees from Nauru, it does not encompass from Manus Island. This has led to calls for a more comprehensive approach that includes all refugees who have been subject to Australia's offshore processing policies. As we reflect on this situation, it's crucial to remember that refugees are individuals who have fled their homes in search of safety and better life. They deserve compassion, dignity, timely solution to their rights. The delays and challenges they have faced highlights the need of greater cooperation, empathy, and efficiency in addressing the global refugee crisis. That concludes our news section on resettlement of refugees from Australia and New Zealand. We will continue to monitor this situation, update as they become available. And we're gonna go on another short break and we'll be right back.
We're coming in smoothly up for it.
RCC Reset Radio on Planet FM 104.6. I am your host Asif Rajput Bhatti. In this segment, we have some incredible stories of refugees who have faced tough challenges but managed to overcome and create a better future. These stories will inspire you in the show to power of resilience and determination. Our first story is about Sophia, a young woman who had fled and leave her home country due to war and seek safety in a new land. Sophia faced many difficulties and dangers along the way, but she never lost the hope. She worked hard to rebuild her life with the help of new community succeed. Sophia's story shows us that no matter how tough things get, including holding on to hope and working towards a better future, can lead to success.
Well, we came here 2x2, and he called on me and you. Love.
Our next story introduces us to Ahmed, a young man who arrived in a new country with very little despite facing language barriers and culture differences. Ahmed didn't give up. He focused on his education, worked hard, improved himself. Along the way, he discovered his passion, helping others. Ahmed became a mentor, a role model, and a fellow refugee who disadvantaged youth, showing them that they too can overcome obstacles to achieve their dreams. These stories of Ahmed and Sophia teach us that refugees are not defined by their circumstances, by their resilience and determination. They show us that they, with hard work, support from others, and a positive attitude, anyone can overcome these challenges and create a better life.
Lord, you walked on water, I can bear.
As we celebrate their journey of these remarkable individuals, let's remember that their stories are a call to action for all of us. We can make a difference by extending a helping hand and showing a compassion to refugees in our communities. Together, we can create a perfect world where everyone is valued and given opportunity to thrive. We hope that these stories have touched your hearts and inspired you to make a positive impact. Remember, no act of kindness is too small. And each one of us has the power to change lives. Also, there's another story of Aisha, a young refugee who arrived in a new country with hope in her heart, but soon encountered discrimination due to her cultural background and accent. Aisha faced prejudice and stereotypes, but she refused to let them define her. Instead, she embraced her unique identity and heritage, using her voice and her story to educate others to promote culture. Aisha's determination and courage inspired those around her, leading a positive change in her community. Through advocacy, she shattered stereotypes, bridging culture divides, and helped create a more inclusive society where diversity is celebrated. Nā kōrero nā mata, nā wai ataina, nā koe me te ana.
I ti mata kai mai re, kai ngā te rākou.
I ti mata kai mai re, kai ngā te rākou.
I ti mata kai mai re, kai ngā te rākou. I ti mata kai mai re,
kai ngā te rākou.
Aha ko a konui, aha ko a taku i tika tū tonu au.
Aha ko a tonui, aha ko a taku i tika tū tonu au.
Ki te ahi.
So what made Aisha not to bow down to those stereotypes? People made assumption about her based on stereotype, and she often felt isolated and misunderstood. But Aisha refused to let discrimination define her. She recognized that she had a unique story to share, a powerful voice to make a difference. She began by embracing their cultural identity and heritage. She wore traditional clothes with pride and shared stories and customs from her culture. Through her action, she challenged the stereotypes that people held about refugees like her. Aisha didn't stop there. She decided to speak up and share her personal experience as a refugee. She courageously talked about challenges she faced and strengths she found within herself to overcome them. Her heartfelt storytelling touched the hearts of those who listened, creating awareness and understanding about struggles refugees endure. Driven by her passion for inclusivity, Aisha actively engaged with her new community. She participated in community meetings, discussions, and events, eager to make a positive impact. She initiated a conversation about diversity, inclusion, and importance of embracing different cultures. Aisha's respectful and open dialogue challenged discriminatory attitude and fostered empathy among her peers. To promote cross-cultural understanding, Aisha organized cultural exchange program, and she brought together individuals from diverse backgrounds to share their traditional, like food, music, and stories. Through this initiative, Aisha created a safe space for people to learn from one another, breaking down barriers and building bridges of understanding. As Aisha's advocacy and influence grew, she became a beacon of hope. Others facing discrimination. She collaborated with local organizations, sharing her insight and experience to educate wider community about challenges faced by refugees. Her effort led to positive change as people started to questioning their biases and embracing the diversity around them. Aisha's journey serves as an inspirational tool to all of us. Through her resilience, courage, and unwavering belief, the power of understanding, she overcame discrimination and transformed her community. Her story reminds us that by embracing our unique identity and sharing our stories, we can challenge stereotypes, foster empathy, and create a more inclusive society. If you have a story of overcoming discrimination, or if you want to share your thoughts on promoting inclusivity in your community, we encourage you to reach out to us, share your stories with us on our social medias, and also you can contact us via admin@arcc.org.nz. Again, our email is admin@arcc.org.nz. That concludes our segment on inspiring stories of refugees overcoming discrimination. Join us on next time on ARCC Radio for more engaging discussion. I'm your host, Asif Rajput Bhatti, signing off.
But with their intentions, though, I see your backtracking. But that's a slippery path you've left behind. Oh, you lost your way. Story's changing every day. Your backtracking's getting tired. I can't follow you if I try. So the bridge getting richer. Tell you what I'm thinking, but I know you are listening. Clear your eyes, I hope to die. I won't be listening to you. Pull me over when the fish getting richer. Tell you what I'm thinking, but I know you are listening. Clear your eyes, I hope to die. I won't be listening to you.
Προγράμμα είναι πουλάω. Εγώ ήθελα να δω λίγο την ομνήν του Βενγκράβη. Το κακό μου πράγεται και αν είναι βέβαια κάποιον ήλιο τηλεβού. Ένα όνο να καλόκο, το όνομα είναι βέβαια μου ότι το Ιάννη και να με κάνω με ιβίτη, αλλά σαν με την Βενγκράβη τι γόνα. Τα πάνε είναι πουλά. Νιου Σιλάντια να πεούλου, τα γαντρέν ρέσο. Με μπολάτε να δω τι κομπούλου μπουλά. Μια λουβινά και νίγκα υπό τούντα λίγα τη γομάι. Γόνα planetaudio.org.nz. Ένα μόνο λίγο λίγο σε ένα ρίτιο. Δύο σε υπό από ενδύον.
Σταγίνουν 나뭇잎과 눈부신 햇살의 여름날 아침, 비 내리는 풍경이 수채화 같은 겨울의 아침. 세상의 모든 음악은 항상 여러분 곁을 지키고 있습니다. 매주 화요일 오전 10시 15분부터 11시까지 따뜻하고 아름다운 이야기와 음악이 준비되어 있습니다. 세상의 모든 음악은 가톨릭 방송에서 만나실 수 있습니다. 104.6 FM.
the ocean. And the moment it takes. And the moment it takes. Thank you.
should never ever leave your ways. I don't want your macho violent days. I don't want your push against my shoulder. I don't want your shit, I thought I told you. I don't want you to never ever leave your ways. So step on up, step on up. And oh, I ache. All this pain gon' scream my name.
I can't tell by the way you walk, by the way you talk, it don't feel right. I can't tell by the way you move, by the way you move, it don't look right.
Could have had much more, but you threw it all away. I done spent my time going crazy every day. And I don't need that shit, I thought I told you. Why don't you back right up or move over? Could have had much more, but you threw it all away. And oh, I ache. All this pain gon' scream my name. Oh, your face. All this time you had no place.
I can't tell by the way you walk, by the way you talk, it don't feel right. I can't tell by the way you move, by the way you move, it don't look right. Step on up, oh, 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 oh. Step on up, oh, 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 oh. This is not for me. This is not for me.
Are matamen men. Rongo anna inga za pepe. Tita ma tiri tama, yurai ka pare mata mende, pare mata me, pare mata mende. Oh oh oh, tiri tama, yurai ka pare mata mende, pare mata me, pare mata. Hare mata, hare mata, hare mata, tiri tama, urai ka pare.
Show for this week.
Take care until next Saturday, same time, 10 to 5, on Planet FM 104.6.
And on the web, www.plantaudio.org.nz/resetterradio.